Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Today, we'll hear two new recordings that both present music composed by Robert Duvisset. Let's first hear guitarist Krishna Solhimanis in a performance given on the so-called Sabbionari guitar, made in 1679 by Antonio Stradivari. The Sabbionari guitar is one of only five guitars by Stradivari that is still around. Probably at the beginning of the 19th century, the Sabbionari guitar was rebuilt to accommodate a more modern setup of the time, six strings rather than the original five. By the middle of the 19th century, the Sabbionari guitar was sold, and by the end of that century, it came into the hands of a private collector. But it wasn't until 2011 that the instrument, by then in bad shape, was restored to its original playing condition by luthiers at the French firm Seigneur Dufrider. Jimenez, the guitarist, describes his experience playing this instrument as exhilarating, and one can only imagine. Until this recording, no others have been made with any of Stradivari's guitars. And actually, I find this recording astounding for that reason alone. It's amazing to be able to listen to an instrument via an iPod or a WAV file on a computer brought to life again after lying dormant for hundreds of years after it was first constructed. So this recording provides listeners an incredibly special chance to hear what a Stradivari guitar could have originally sounded like. This 2013 Brilliant Classics release that we've been hearing is all music composed by Robert Duvisset. Around 1680, Visset was employed by Louis XIV, where it seems that one of his duties was playing the guitar for the king at his bedside, perhaps sending him off to sleep at night. He probably also gave the king guitar lessons, though wasn't officially appointed as the king's teacher until 1719. As a composer, Visset published two guitar books. All of the music on this CD comes from those 1682 and 1686 publications, except for the G major suite, which survives only in manuscript. been hearing the Courant from the G major guitar suite by Robert Duvisset. But that piece can also be found in other manuscripts for theorbo as well. In fact, Visset wrote a number of works for lute and theorbo, and in the next recording featured on today's podcast, we'll hear that music performed by lutenist Toyohiko Sato. In contrast to most of Visset's guitar pieces, which came early in his career, much of his lute music comes from late in his life. His music for the French lute that fills this 2013 recording from Carpe Diem Records can be found mostly in manuscripts compiled by one of Visset's pupils. Also included are several of Visset's tombeaux, such as the one for Le Vieux Galop, which closes the disc. Lutenist Toyohiko Sato performs on this recording with an original lute built in 1610 by Lawrence Greif. Probably originally conceived as an 8 or 10 course lute when built near Munich, the instrument was likely converted to an 11 course French lute around the year 1673 and has remained that way ever since. In 2012, after nearly 400 intervening years and much restoration, Toyohiko made this recording with that instrument, a match that seems to well suit the music of Visset. Enjoyed hearing from either of these recordings and would like more information about them, you can visit our website. We'll also post a link to pictures and an article about the restoration of the 1679 Sabbionari guitar made by Antonio Stradivari. To check it out, just go to harmonyatearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.